tuned into Radiance by Design, and you and I are learning how to do that more and more because we want to make this shift in splendor and transcendent splendor. Are you ready for that? And I love doing this show with you. I love to talk to you about what's going on in your life, share a meditation that puts us all in learning and sharing and vibrational community together, answering all kinds of questions. I want you to call in. And guess what? Surprise of surprises, we already have a caller waiting on line one, so I'm going to bring her on, and then we're going to get to work on what it takes for you to resonate with the higher fields in your world. Good evening. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I'm echoing here.
From New York? Are you echoing?
I'm echoing in Brooklyn here.
Oh, echoing in Brooklyn. That sounds like a book.
Let's see. Now, I'm still echoing. I'm like, my computer speaker's off and on the other side of the house. And I'm still echoing.
Call in again. I'll do the meditation, and by the time I'm finished, you'll be back on.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, we'll see you in a few minutes, Susan. All right, we'll talk to you in a bit. Okay. So that didn't work out too well, but some of the other calls will, and I think Deb O'Connor is coming on at 7:30. If you will call her at 7:30, Seth. Deb has been steering us through some of the crazy astrological changes, and I'd love to hear what she has to say today. I don't even think I know what she's going to talk about. I think we're headed toward a new moon, full moon again. But you know what? I don't always pay attention to that. I'm busy paying attention to my innermost doodah. So let's talk about you. And I want to say that we're going through tremendous changes on the planet. Some of the systems are coming apart, as we've heard. But my guides and angels, and they're just a wonderful, wonderful group, are often talking about how the frequencies are moving up. They're coming in from way out there, from out in the universe, and we can accept them or incorporate them into our own reality. And that's something I think what most of us listening to this show anyway and other shows truly want to do. We want to get to be higher frequency beings, manifesting more easily and learning a lot, but what it takes to challenge ourselves to move out of a stuck place or a certain vibrational reality and into one that's a little bit higher, a little bit more exciting. Jackie started the ball rolling. Actually, my 85-year-old aunt really did as well. They got reading the Seth book and started talking about belief systems and disconnected from each other, those two are. So I got into some Seth books, too, and I'm really enjoying them. And as we talk about shifting, raising our fields and frequency, something we've talked about before, but the style of presentation, Jane Roberts' Seth books, is a lot more mechanically sound, meaning she has you creating, as Jackie does this as well, she has you creating lists of beliefs as you discover them in yourself. And some of you will remember that a couple of weeks ago, the team put me through a process, which kind of made my knees shake and made me sweat, which is what happens if you really touch something that you might not be aware of, but you really touch the vibration or the energy of a belief that's inside of you that's way down deep and probably hidden, like many subconscious things are, you actually disrupt the kind of ballast you have, and oh my gosh, you can really put yourself through it. But the bottom line, this whole preamble is, hey, I'm really enjoying this, the Seth books, the Jane Roberts approach and Seth's approach to our transformation. But as you bring up the beliefs and as you line them out, as you keep track of them, what begins to happen is you get closer and closer to your really deep core beliefs. According to Seth, all of a sudden you'll really be at your core beliefs. I haven't got there yet. I'm still absolutely astounded at some of the beliefs I find about myself, and I'm not going to tell you what they are right now, but maybe we'll talk about that with you and me later. So as they're saying, you know, these energy downloads are really amazing. If we go back to C.J. Kallman and various people who are talking about the 2012 Mayan calendar thing, we do know that the downloads are huge. And they change maybe every 26 to 28,000 years, and that they bring in a collective shift that is going to shift our whole species, right? But as you bring up, for example, your beliefs and the substructures of thought and feeling inside of yourself, and you allow yourself to release what I kind of got the visual that it's kind of like short sheeting your soul's journey with all of this crisscrossing belief stuff. It's like it makes a little mesh, or it makes a little vibrational cage that can keep us limited. And as you pop up and release some of these things, you're able to incorporate higher and higher frequency energies, and you're able to assist, participate, dance in the absolute changes of this time. And we have the option to make the changes. You can hold yourself against them, but golly, who would want to? Because the changes mean we're going to be, I think everything's going to be more possible. We're going to be able to, you know, really love one another, to work in groups, work in community, do more and more healing work. Systems are falling apart, to bring new systems into place. We've talked about this and many other intuitive beings or spiritual or political beings and so on have talked about this lately. But you and I are participating here on Radiance by Design with me, Veronica Entwistle, and my guides and angels, and yours too. So it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The first thing I like to do is start, besides telling you a few things about what we're going to talk about and introducing the fact that Deb O'Connor is coming on, I'd like us to connect together and do our meditation. So let's close our eyes, unless you're riding your unicycle. A few deep breaths. And now above your head, about 2 miles, you create a golden ball. And below your spine, maybe 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Now, it's true that to ground ourselves, and Daniel Mitreau, who's going to be on Paradigm Shifters next week, reminded me of something that I used to practice all the time from Drunvalo, which was that you drop the line from the great central sun from way out there down through your body, and he always said, suggested a red light, and have it drop way into the core of the earth, and it would bounce back up and absolutely flush through your body again. So you can throw that in as well. So now what we've got is the upper golden ball, the lower golden ball, and a filament of light running through it. And possibly then drop a red light from the lower golden ball down into the core of the earth and let it bounce back up and absolutely flood your base chakra or perhaps your whole body. And now around that, there you are, drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 60 feet out. And upside down, another four-sided pyramid to the lower golden ball. And now when those two pyramids hook up base to base, they become an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And now inside of that, create a crystal ball and feel the difference in the energy when the flows go in a different direction, because you now have a crystal ball. So outside is the octahedron. Inside that, you have a beautiful crystal ball. And inside of that, let's create a star, a three-dimensional Star of David, known as a star tetrahedron. And it's all around you, and there you are inside, but remember, you've got that filament of light running through you. And now you spin and spin and spin. And as you spin, look in front of you. There's a wonderful, magical screen. And we're going to create some movies. So let's spin and spin and spin, and let's create a little movie at the beginning in which you are. What is it you want to become? I'm always talking about wanting to become fully multidimensional in the moment. I want to be able to see it, feel it, know it, call it up, use it. I want to come from the heart all the time. And so as we spin and spin and spin, oh, here's another thing Bob Frizzell was talking about. If you're using the Merkabah, or the Star of David. And I think there's a variation here, but I will just use them interchangeably right now. Said you always have to come from the heart when you do that, or you end up having technicality with no heart, and that can create problems. So remember, you want to do it out of love, not just out of performance. So we're spinning and spinning, and we're going up into the first screen, and on that I like to see myself becoming multidimensional and loving and having a blast and having a whole lot more flexibility about moving through dimensions. Now, you don't have to do what I want to do. You can, but you don't have to. So put yourself in there becoming whatever it is you want to become. Good. And now see yourself achieving your goal. And as you do that, wrap that whole picture in light and move it over to the side. And then we have a fresh screen. And on that fresh screen, we want to see a little movie of you creating what you want to create. I'm creating a television show. And see yourself, maybe you want to have a home and family, maybe you want a house, maybe you're writing a book. It doesn't matter. Just see yourself creating and see all the pieces coming for you to create whatever it is you want to create. And see all the pieces coming together, all the resources to make it happen. Good. And then when you're achieving it, when you're actually achieving it, what happens? Don't you feel thrilled? And you smile? Dust your hands together. Woohoo! We did it. And now see all the resources coming to sustain your project. Keep it going. Wrap that in light. And now let's create the Galactic Healing Center. Okay, and in that center, see yourself, see a beautiful healing table, and your invisible, the beings who are normally invisible, but actually are with you all the time, see your healing team surround the table. First person we take to the table is you. So I'll go pop in on my own. We lie down. And either you've got something that you want healed, or you want your team, your healing team, to tell you what it is you need or show you what you need. So you lay there for a moment. And they will show you. Yes, now see what they do. They might be doing a lot of work on you. They might be pulling things out. Seems like they're pulling a lot of things out of people right now. I see somebody having stuff pulled right out of her jaw. And somebody else has a great deal going on in her belly area. Very often the belly and the brain are connected. So I'm seeing her belly area. They're yanking out like all kinds of unfolding. We'll call them beliefs or reactionary structures. They're pulling them out, and the matching ones from the brain. And what are you getting out of this? Can you feel yourself buzzing a little bit? Can you feel yourself being changed? And when that feeling gets going, wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And remember, our healing team is magical, so they can replicate themselves. And we have a fresh table and a fresh team. And who do we bring in this time? Good. I'm bringing in a wonderful being who's been in the hospital with colitis, a terrible, terrible siege with colitis. And I'm just standing way back and letting them work with her. And in her situation, I don't know what's happening in your situation, but you can call in and tell me in a while. But in her situation, she has an amazing team. But she also has a very strong, like an ancient feminine, like an Amici kind of person, presence with her. And she's being given two things. One is the healing energy, pulling out old beliefs and so on. But she's being given a tremendous amount of nurturing. A lot of nurturing. I can just feel it. I can feel it. It makes me want to weep. It's so loving and so caring. And she's pulling something out of her throat. Uh-huh. And they're infusing her now with the light of harmony and wrapping her and the whole scenario in light so it can continue. We move it to the side. And the team wraps itself around a fresh new table. And we're going to bring in somebody of your choice. Let's see. Okay, we're bringing in somebody who's very, very difficult to deal with. Somebody who's stubborn, willful. What would we call it? It's a psychological thing. Anal retentive, unhappy, and stuck. Let's bring that kind of person in. And we'll have this person lay on the table. Funny, I've got two of them, a male and a female, and I don't even think they know each other. Who do you have there? Just bring in someone and have the, yes, that's it. So what the guides are doing, what the team is doing, and let's ask for different levels of consciousness of these team beings. They also are associated with many levels of consciousness. So let's have realms come in and work on these too. Basically, why they're so stuck is because in both cases, there's a very deep-seated fear that started when they were tiny. A fear of not being able to trust the people around them. Things were unsafe. That's it. And so when I look at the team, what they're doing is pulling out of both these people that are slightly different one from the other. If you just hang on, I'm going to finish the meditation, and thanks for your call. Okay, we're going to pull out of both of these people the resistances and the fears that came from being very small, sitting in there like little dark, I would say nuggets, but they're like little congestions. And the team, especially on the girl, is doing some kind of surgery in her belly. And for the guy, it's a lot in the kidneys and the back. Wow, my body's just going crazy, buzzing. So what's happening with your little client here, your customer, your patient? So now that they're both doing well and that they've started this process and will continue that process, we'll move them both to the side. And now we're going to do the political one. Let's have a fresh table. Now remember, we're magical. Our team is magical. Let them replicate themselves with many, many realms. And on the political table, so many of us are so conscious of systems coming apart. So let's put on the table, I don't know whether to put on it, the new business. Let's see the new systems growing. How about that? New systems that are win-win for all people, a new financial system, a shift in the political system so people can trust it again, a shift in the financial corporate world, a shift in the Federal Reserve. And anything else you can think of. You want to see new things coming up? Let's see entrepreneurs rising and beginning energy protection projects, animal protection projects, win-win for human projects, affordable housing that's sustainable. Let's see all these new kinds of projects. Let's have this table absolutely resplendent with new ways of using sound healing and all kinds of healing. Multidimensional travel, if you want. What else? Let's see the new world on this table. Now, remember, we were talking about frequencies coming in and beings being able to absorb them and embody them. So let's just fill all our beings and people all over the world, no matter how difficult their situations are, being able to absorb higher frequency energy with the win-win consciousness. Reconnective Healing calls it frequencies of light and information. Because what I'm seeing is beings, sometimes surprising beings in surprising leadership roles, being imbued with some of this amazing intelligence that's coming from the universe. Let's just see it. Look at all around it. These wonderful opportunities that are coming up. And see the opportunities and the people being bathed inside and out with possibilities. And recognition and support and the service they bring to the planet. It's almost as if the consciousness of our species is shifting into a whole new level, and so that we can part from the dog-eat-dog part, you know? So then we call in, whilst we've got them all on the table, let's call in this beautiful healing, kind of a apricot pink light, and have it come down through the top of our heads and out through the heart and out through our arms and hands. And then I want you to send that light all over our planet, patting down the places that are hurting, that are wanting to change but feeling stuck, the places that are recording terrible damage. Let's see us patting it down with this kind of healing energy so it has the ability to restore. And the consciousness of people emanating through one another, radiating through one another, and through the internet and through media. Wouldn't that be hot diggity? And have that light move round and round and round our planet, and being seen and received by those the species that are observing us, that are living on different dimensions, or are willing to be seen here on our planet. Let's wrap the whole planet with this beautiful light and have that light come on back in through your hands, your arms, fill your heart, and go back up into the great central sun. And let's close off our, just pat down one more time our, the table that we had all the political stuff on. Just cover it with light. Close off our galactic healing center. And now let's jump into our star tetrahedron. And we get to spin and spin and spin, spin and spin and spin. And now jump into the room to visit with me. I want to talk to you. Now, we have a caller on waiting on the line. Hello? Hello? If you're there, you better sing. Okay, I'm going to put you off. So I hope that Deb is going to be on very soon. Otherwise, call in if you've got any questions and you want to talk about how are you absorbing the higher frequency energies all right? Can you feel them coming? Are you feeling like you're getting more magical? Are you feeling like you know where you're going and why you're going? Call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. It's a strange time on the planet because with all of these frequencies coming in and this promise of the shift, which we all hear we have to choose. It doesn't just come and take you by the top knot and swing you into a higher frequency reality, which I'm sure has its challenges too, right? But we have to choose it. So what are you doing with that? Is it really hard for you? And remember that a lot of people, it seems that we're being told that a lot of people are going to leave the planet as well, because going through a big, big shift is sometimes too hard for people. And the way I understand it is having to shift our beliefs back to the Seth material, having to shift our beliefs and our concentrations and our securities, and something my guides keep working on is our own personal identities. Having to do all that is such a horrendous job and really forces a new level of jostling amongst people. Some people are just going to leave the planet. They're just going to die instead of dealing with it. So what's going on in your world? Are you seeing and experiencing that kind of thing? So let me just take a look. I don't know if Deb's on the phone, are you? If you find her, Seth, certainly beep through, okay? What I want to look at here is that there's a woman who's... Oh, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you?
I'm good. My electricity just went off. I'm sitting in the dark. Now it came back on.
Knowing you, Jaya is a pretty good meditator. I'm sure you can bring light through if you want to.
That was interesting.
Did it happen just simultaneously with your call?
Yes. Yes. The minute
it's a
we
message.
Started talking. Yeah.
Now, what is the message?
No. Well, that's you tell me.
I don't know. I just my first thought about you is that you could bring light in anyway.
Thank you. So, you were telling me that some big changes were up for me in March and April, and I just wondered if you're seeing any, if that's still true, and if so, has anything developed in that?
I want to tease you and go, no, no changes at all. Yes, yes, I see changes, and I think the third week in February things should really start perking for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not. I always say I'm not good at time. Some people say I am, and some say I'm not. So it depends on our rapport at the higher level, I think. But they're showing tonight that by about the third week in February, you should be making you're going to be making some new connections, but some of the connections you've already made are going to kind of land, you see. Very exciting. You've been kind of, not dormant, but a little bit stagnant or a little bit stuck for a few years. Waiting,
definitely.
waiting, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're going to be stuck very long. And in fact, are you doing a lot of meditation right now?
Yeah, and teaching also, yeah.
Yeah, see, so you're not really stuck anymore, are you?
It doesn't feel like it. No, I feel very accelerated, but it's like the future's very unknown and very uncertain and still very financially unstable.
I know that it's okay. One of the things that the guides keep saying when I channel is like things financially and in real estate and so on, there's going to be a big, big change in how that comes together. And I think, I'm not always good at remembering, I'll ask Bob, it was around April they keep talking about, eh? Because right now when I'm looking, I'm going between now and April, it looks a little tumultuous, as if, factions of change are being confronted or fraught by factions that want to maintain the old way. And it seems like it's very bubbly and difficult till about April. Oh, yeah, I know. It's because of the way the planetary thing is, the Mars retrograde, that sort of thing.
Well, it's the Pluto square Uranus is what it is, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever it is, it looks very kind of oddly bubbly between now and April, but not particularly comfortable. You see what I mean? But it starts to show.
Is this me personally?
Not just for you, for a lot of people. Like I would say the real estate system, for example. Okay? And for you, it looks like you get some kind of awakening by about the third week in February. And it's a little tumultuous, but I think you're going to feel invigorated by the fact that you're making connections with some people that you started making connections with, and you're adding some other connections. And then it looks like the prospect of I think it's a center or a business with little arms, meaning not a whole bunch of small children, but little tributaries coming from the hub of business into a group of people that might not all be in the same area. And you're going to be, you're pretty good in community consciousness, and it seems like there's something coming up that you're going to participate in. And I suspect February, near the end of February, is going to be really bubbling, as I already said, and it's probably by March it gets stronger, and by something to do with the economic reality, which I'm seeing around April, makes a big difference for you. How does that sound?
And does this involve a change of place for me?
At first, no, but you will plan it, and yeah, you bet it does. But at first, it seems like you have to do a lot of thinking and feeling and sharing with people before that happens, and then all of a sudden, boom, you decide where to go. Because like we said, there's all these little tributaries coming off the hub. So you can go to more than one place, or you can be in one place, and you have not decided yet. How does that sound?
Sounds mysterious.
Well, that's why you're sitting in the dark, honey. No, it does look like a lot of change, and you will make a lot of decisions about it. And you will choose where you move to. But I feel like wherever you move to, you have the opportunity to connect with people belonging to the same project that are going to be in slightly different areas, and you will sometimes go to one and sometimes go to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you like that, actually.
Good.
And your health is pretty good, I'd say. I think you're stronger than you used to be.
Definitely, yeah. It's improving, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for your call. We haven't talked for a long time, and I appreciate when you call into the show.
Well, thank you. It's always helpful.
All right. Take care, honey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, that was an interesting call because changes are strange right now. There are big changes happening, and it's terribly dynamic. And one minute I'll finish this thought, and then you can finish your thought. But I was just thinking the changes are very dynamic, but they seem to kind of go very fast, and then they drop off. And then they go very fast, and they drop off. So I'm keen to hear how yours are going. Good evening. You're on the air. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, I guess this is my phone call now, Susan, huh?
Hi, yeah.
No echo?
I don't think there's an echo. How you doing, Susan?
I'm great. And that was a wonderful meditation. I just enjoyed it so much. I was right there
oh,
with
good.
You and everything.
Good girl. Did you heal some people?
Well, I'm doing good. I seem to be, like, maybe beginning to optimize the best that I can do being here on the East Coast. And it seems like I'm reconnecting with the West Coast. My daughter has been opening up to me.
Nice.
And I'm connecting with a writer friend down in L.A. And a friend of mine just asked me tonight if I wanted to move to San Rafael with her. I don't think I'm ready to do that, but she kind of, you know, told me about that community a little. Sounded good. And I think that this gal and me kind of balance each other or complement each other a bit and a lot, actually. And we're doing the same kind of, like, personal growth work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go to San Rafael?
San Rafael, she mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, do you want to go there or do you want to stay in Brooklyn?
Well, I told her I wasn't ready to go out there, but, you know, I have a theater project, and I think it would probably play in Los Angeles better than it would play in New York. And, like I said,
metaphysical? Is it consciousness stuff?
It is. It's kind of like popular culture and where it, you know, goes into metaphysical. Actually, it's very metaphysical. But I come from the pop culture, too, and that's my bridge. It's like a bridge from there, you know, because I've been a singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming from popular culture in that way. And then I've had a metaphysical journey this lifetime. So when I write, you know, especially on the rock opera, it's like it's about my metaphysical journey and how I'm transforming my human yearnings, you know.
Oh, wonderful. I think that's really great.
Yeah.
What it looks like to me is that you're going to stay over in the East for just a while, and then you can go west.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good for you. You have some big connections to make. I don't think there's so much in Brooklyn, but there's a whole acting community that you're... Are you already involved in that?
In Manhattan, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I lost touch with it a little bit, and now I want to go back towards it, you know? And I have, you know, a few friends who are connected with that, and I want to. I want to, because I realize that I came out here to do that. But, you know, the thing is, it's like I have very little connection with blood family out here. And, you know, with my daughter and my granddaughter, it's like, you know, they're blossoming. And they're blossoming towards me,
aww,
you know?
Aww.
And so I think eventually I would like to go out there. Also, you know, I've been with Alma for a few years, and I know that she has her ashram out there, you know?
Mm.
Ooh, there went the light.
They went out?
And then the light came on. No, it's actually the computer. It's the computer thing. It's okay.
Well, what I want to say is you've got a big connection up where you are, and after that,
yeah.
And it has to do with your creativity, and after that, it seems like you pull up stakes and go west.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I want to say something. We talked about this man that I wanted to be with, and I was at an Amma meditation, and I felt like I didn't know whether it was a message from Amma, and I asked you, I said, I assumed it came from part of my body, and I don't know where it came from, but I'm getting less and less desire to want to be with somebody who's like that controlling, because I've seen the pattern, you know? And no, I want to maintain my freedom, and I want to go forward with it, you know. But mm-hmm. I'm just wondering where that came from. Did it come from an acquaintance who passed over, who he spoke with, and maybe she was sympathetic towards him? Or was it from my body? I assume it's not from Amma, because I want to close that chapter.
I think it came from your body. It's like burping a desire, and it becomes real for that time. It's like, you know.
So it was kind of a manipulation, mm-hmm. in a way. It was a way to manipulate myself back into a situation that I wasn't ready to let go of yet.
If you're dieting, a little portal. If you're dieting and you eat something with a lot of sugar, then all your body wants for the next couple of days is sugar. It's kind of like that. The body has to release stuff, and while it's releasing, we want whatever it is. And that's how it looks, that it was a tremendous kind of clearing experience that you went through.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy. It's like I came out here to do the theater and connect with family. And then it was like some stuff hit me, you know, mm-hmm. like it had to do with being basically a human person with human feelings and human desires and human yearnings that I kept pushing out of the way because I want to be spiritual, you know what I mean? And I came out here, and it's like I got brought to my knees, and I discovered my own humanity. And it seems like it had to come in some form. And I'm very, very grateful that it came in a form that was, I mean, I suffered, but it was relatively safe. Mm-hmm. Because I was dealing with, like, a long-distance situation, even though not, you know, in terms of miles so much as possibility, and I was dealing with people, someone who was spiritual enough to, you know, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, in other words, the same lessons I could have learned in ways that would have been more toxic, you know?
Well, you know, what you look like to me is you look like you're clearing another pile of stuff, so keep doing what you're doing, and that, you know, it's both the connections while you're in the East and then also the clearing, and you're going to hit the West Coast and have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I think you have a little recognition to come up with before you leave. But thanks for your call. Thanks for being patient and calling back.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
See who else calls in, eh, Susan?
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. Take care.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you.
So that's an interesting one. There's a whole thing about clearing. My guides and angels say 95% of our job, if you're on the growth phases of metaphysicians, 95% of the job is clearing, clearing, and more clearing. And that's why we go back into, for example, this search for beliefs that Jackie's been talking about, finding out what you believe in, writing it down, and so on, and then reading about it in, what is it called, The Nature of Personal Reality by Jane Roberts, and Seth's talking about how our beliefs literally become the fabric that short-sheets the soul or prevents us from being unlimited, and so on. That's about clearing, isn't it? And very often, clearing puts us into some kind of dramatic feeling experience, sometimes extreme emotions and so on. What Susan's talking about, I believe, is a clearing that's coming up because of her spiritual growth, where she's releasing things that she's attached to or has been attached to. And we get attached through the senses mostly, don't we? Cellular stuff and the senses. So what's going on with you? Clear, clear, and let's clear together. Okay, I'll pick somebody out there. I started to pick a woman who is... Maybe I should pick a man. I've been talking mostly to women tonight, hey? Let me see here. Yeah. It's funny, I've been talking in my work to a lot of people who are going through major transformations, and some of them have to face a really horrible loss or a really horrible illness to make it. And I was talking to you earlier about how dynamic change is right now as we're being pushed to face the shift, and some people are just dying. But boy, it's my experience that people are hitting walls and then really having to talk about clearing being 95% of the job when you're really in a very, very intense situation. It might be 99% of the job at the time. So they kind of hit a wall. And one of the things, one of the tools that my guides love to push us to do is to write down or list all of the attributes of your identity as you know it right now. Pay attention to all the attributes you've got. Like in Susan's case, she's a writer, a singer, a performer, and a mother, and a grandmother, and a Californian, and a, you know, all these different things. Keep writing them, and she's, I don't know if she's blonde or blue-eyed or whatever, all these things that you call your identity, whether you're a widow or a divorcee or a widower, it doesn't matter. Call up all the ways in which you identify yourself in the world. I'm a successful businessman, but I'm really successful, belong to a golf club. I'm important because I belong to a golf club. There's a whole bunch of funny things like that. If you think about them, they're just as goofy as beliefs, aren't they? I'm really important because I've got a great hairdo and I dress right. I mean, really need to get our identity sorted out. How we dress very often identifies us in the world too, doesn't it? The guides are talking several times lately about, and they do this off and on through the years, but talking about itemize all the identity features that you use and build up a huge mosaic of them. And imagine yourself being in the center of it. Talk about our wonderful visualized meditation where we've got the octahedron and so on. So it's kind of a different but parallel version. Where all around you, you have all of these points, all about you, and you're inside. And now ask yourself and your higher self and your guides and angels to absolutely drop all of those aspects of your identity. And who's left? And it's been my experience that you want to do that, and you, like you surrender your identity. And you want to do that over time. You want to do it more than once. Because if you're like me, guess what? You'll change it or you'll readapt it or you'll rationalize it and so on. So you do it more than once, and ultimately what the guides say is that you come up with what they called a vibrational light, which is your own. Now, you're not going to come up with this in a day unless some of you are way more evolved than I am. Oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish this thought. And you come up with this little vibrational center. That's really you, and it doesn't matter which lifetime you're in. So I'm not saying you're going to get that right away, but it's a fun and wonderful game to play, and it really helps us to introduce ourselves to who we really are. You're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. It's Joy from Canada.
Hi, Joy from Canada. Is it cold over there?
It's swinging back and forth. In some areas, there's a lot of snow, and then it goes mild, and then we're back into cold weather. So I think the poor trees don't know whether they're coming or going.
Oh. And you're in the east, right? Aren't you in the Ottawa area? Or?
Southern Ontario.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing, girl?
Well, I was just calling in to get a check because I was I'm still clearing, but I went through a couple meditations and clearings today, and I had some really bizarre happenings with my body, with things just going like whoomp, like right through my whole body, and I was just kind of wondering what was that all about.
Well, what did they feel like? Did they feel like a push-pull, or did they feel like you were going to faint, or pain?
Really, you know what, there wasn't one case, just very, very briefly, But in the other case, it was almost like something went right through my body, because the first thought I had was, whoa, like something left, something big. I felt like I shifted something.
Good. Was it in the belly?
Yes, it was down through that way, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think you did a good job. It's not done yet, you know. You know what's really interesting about you, Joy, is that you've been rounding up some of your old beliefs and subconscious doodah, haven't you? Because you've got a little exodus about to go on as well. You might get some gastrointestinal gurgling again, too. What do you think of that?
Well, I think if it brings more stuff out and empties it, that's great.
Well, you had a big frustration a while back with some of your lifestyle problems or whatever. But a lot of that is clearing up because I was just talking about identity, and you are changing your face into the world very deeply. You know that? And it's bringing up some, probably questions. I'm seeing it more. It's bringing up some of the sludge that's been left in there from things like childhood and several other lives and some relationship with, well, one man, but another man as well. There's all this stuff that's coming up and moving through. It's like the old spring thaw, the mud that's going through, you know?
Well, so it's like
What's that?
Yeah, I want to get clear. I want to clear that out because I know that in April and between April and June, we're supposed to get some really big energies going through, some exciting stuff going through. I just think it's exciting.
Well, I think
I'm
it's
not
very exciting
on the clearing, but
yeah, it's a lot of dynamics right now. So clearing is probably the most important thing for us to do all the time. And don't stop and guess who it was and why it was or anything. Just keep the clearing going. And you're getting really good at that, aren't you?
I'm doing it. I'm more consistent.
Good girl.
I've gotten more consistent. I'm getting into more of a practice. I'm meditating more. And I'm getting... I asked for new guides. I don't know whether I got them or not, but I just said, you know, guys, thank you very much for the teachers and whatnot who are here. And now I've decided I want to move on, and I want to, like, pick up the pace, guys. So,
I think you must
be. Come in.
Your belly looks like it's undergoing a huge excavation of the basement.
Oh, great.
And that's vibrational.
Because because those first two chakras have always been like, it seemed like it was like ongoing Sega almost. And it's like, oh my gosh, are we done yet? Are we done yet? I feel like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, but when you're an old soul, and I have to say goodbye because we're out of time.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much. You're an old soul. Keep on going because you're about to launch and you'll have a wonderful time.
Yahoo. Thanks, Veronica.
Yahoo. Thanks for your call. Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, stay tuned at the top of the hour. Jackie Sylvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. They're going to talk again about, do you think you were an abductee? And the people are going to be asking questions of the team about what it is to be having been abducted. Why does that happen? What is going on? Is it still happening? Really fascinating stuff, and Jackie herself is fascinating. So stay tuned at the top of the hour, and on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters, we're featuring Daniel Metro, who wants to talk about energy healing, and he's a gentle, wonderful healer, and his process of becoming a healer and what he believes is required to be a good healer. So I think you'll enjoy that, 8 o'clock Tuesday night. And 7 o'clock next week, Radiance by Design, you're going to be there with me again, calling in with your questions, and maybe we'll have found Deb O'Connor by then. She moved. She moved up to Port Townsend, so we must have lost her time-wise. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you have feedback on these shows, suggestions for guests, or anything of that ilk, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, or if you'd like a session with me, I'd love to work with you. My name is Veronica Entwistle, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I'm repeating myself. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And if you can, stay tuned to the top of the hour and meet with Jackie Solvitti and her healing team. Good night, everyone. Many blessings.